Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. For Tall Story number 53, we head to Egypt to hear the story of the Cairo Tower, which has been the tallest structure in North Africa for 50-odd years. Designed by the Egyptian architect Naoum Shabib, it's one of Cairo's well-known modern monuments. Here's our contributor, Ruth Michelson, with the story.
The Cairo Tower is one of the most distinctive parts of the city's skyline. A large, looming lattice structure built to resemble a lotus flower, it links the central island of Zemelik with the Egyptian sky. At night, its blue, purple and green illuminations glitter along the body of the tower, and occasionally the top shoots pale beams of light through the smoggy Cairo air. While the outer part of the tower is the world's tallest entirely concrete structure, the tower base and main staircase contain pink granite from the southernmost Egyptian city of Aswan, a material favoured by the ancient Egyptians. Although invisible except from up close, its exterior is actually 8 million small mosaic pieces, chosen by architect Naoum Shabib for its weatherproof quality, in a country where sand, wind and dust can quickly erode buildings. Shabib stated in his inauguration speech that the tower is covered with concrete mesh-shaped diamond patterns that stretch up, giving the impression of an upward movement as the gaze is drawn towards the sky. Construction began in 1954 and officially opened in 1961, but the Cairo Tower has remained a symbol of the defiance of the man who commissioned it, Gamal Abdel Nasser. Today, the tower remains a 613-foot-high monument of Nasser's resistance to American interference, and specifically, the CIA. The popular narrative around the tower stems from a meeting that took place in the early 1950s between Nasser and the CIA station chief in Cairo, Kermit Roosevelt. The pair met in the office of the deposed King Farouk, while Nasser was the head of the Egyptian army. He would soon become one of Egypt's most prolific and fearsome leaders, dramatically reshaping Egypt and the Middle East as a whole. Kermit Roosevelt was the Harvard-educated grandson of US President Theodore Roosevelt and the man that the infamous British double agent Kim Philby referred to as the Quiet American. Roosevelt wanted to encourage Nasser to accept American influence, which came with its own financial rewards. America, Roosevelt explained, wanted Nasser to make peace with Israel, to decline to support Algeria's uprising, and most importantly, to stay away from the Soviet sphere of influence. One former CIA officer, Miles Copeland, would later describe how Roosevelt offered Nasser a suitcase filled with $1 million in small bills, in order to buy presidential security accoutrements. Although he was later described as insulted by the attempt to bribe him, Nasser reportedly shook Roosevelt's hand, accepted the money, and told him that one day there would be a monument in Cairo in his honour. While some reports estimate that the tower cost upwards of $3 million to build, Nasser reportedly used the money provided by the CIA for its construction. In the process, he thumbed his nose at potential American influence, setting a turbulent political course for his presidency. Nasser would later seek American funding for the Aswan High Dam. America's choice to rescind the initial deal set in motion a chain of events that would result in the Suez Crisis.
That the Egyptian says is his answer to the West for refusing to finance the Aswan Dam. It's a situation fraught with implications. But undeterred, President Nasser raises his country's flag to symbolize his action. And although his followers hail him and carry him triumphantly on their shoulders, in London, Paris, and Washington, the fate of the strategic waterway causes grave concern.
Yet today, the Cairo Tower still stands, almost opposite the American embassy on the other side of the Nile, and impossible to ignore. A 5-year renovation project costing an estimated £3 million sterling was completed in time for its 50th anniversary in April 2011. Visitors today are likely less interested in defying American influence than they are in the observation deck on the top floor, and the revolving restaurant below it. A single rotation with its panoramic view of the city takes around 70 minutes, about enough time between a starter of vine leaves or minestrone and a dessert of creme caramel or the popular Egyptian dish Umm Ali. From the outside, nowadays, not all of the exterior lights function, casting patterns on the tower late at night and giving an impression of faded elegance. But ascending to the top is still the best way to gaze down on Cairo's estimated 20 million inhabitants and the American Embassy across the river.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Ruth Michelson for today's episode. Now remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Ajit Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.